Hello, 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 hello.
Buenos días. I've been working on my Spanish.
Okay, buenas,
Oh,
buenas.
okay. Buenos días.
There you go. Buenas noches. Buena tarde. You know, whenever you're watching this.
Yeah, whenever you're
I
watching
mean,
this.
listening.
Welcome back to the Coast Coast Podcast, because the two is silent. The two has always been silent.
Yeah, the two is always silent.
My name is D'Angelo Brooks. I go by D-Lo B, if you know me from telling jokes on stage. And this is my cousin, who has been funny my whole life. Her name is Kiara. Now, let me tell you something. We got a lot of stories. You know what? I really just feel like telling a bunch of stories today. Just,
okay.
Oh shit. Well, damn, is it stories that I can't tell? Then I started thinking like, oh shit, is any one of these illegal?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Let's start here. Theme song.
Yo, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Man, brings back memories. So look, right, speaking of memories, I remember one time me and my cousin found a bunch of old books in like a box somewhere in my his grandma's house. And we decided that we was going to go around the neighborhood and act like we was in the Boy Scouts selling books for the go-on trip. Now imagine when I say a neighborhood, I don't mean like our neighborhood and well, his grandma's neighborhood was like in a neighborhood. So these houses are very far apart to walk from. And most of them were white. And let me tell you something. When you open your door and see two 12 and 13 year old boys in regular clothes, ain't shit about us looking like Boy Scouts. We got books in like a it was a sack. At first I thought it was a pillowcase, but it wasn't a pillowcase. I think it looked like an old gym bag sack. It is just a bunch of books. Now imagine, these books are like children books. These are like these are like them little, remember them old Cinderella books that you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey man, we didn't make a lot of money, but we did make some. And let me tell you something. I feel like that was my first grift.
Well, yeah. It definitely was. I don't have no stories like that. That's funny. Well, I mean, mine is kind of illegal, so I don't want to say what it was, but not kind of. Like,
I remember you took me to my first rave.
Oh yeah, I did.
And let me tell you something.
I love taking people to their first something.
Let me tell you. Hey, look, y'all. Them people were drugging us in there.
No, hold on.
Okay.
No, you need to rewind this because there is no us.
we were in the party.
You possibly got drugged.
Hey man, I've had liquor before, and one thing, and you know, this is the moment where I know in the middle of the rave that okay, I think I may be under some different type of drugs. So boom. I'm in the middle of the flow. I done bought a drink from somebody inside the club. Never do that at a rave. That was stupid. That was dumb as hell.
Yeah.
But I watched her make it, so I felt safe. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. I go back on the floor. I'm drinking my drink. I'd have finished the drink. I couldn't find where to put the drink because we're in the back of a goddamn... we're in the back of a Walmart distribution. We're in the back of a Walmart...
We were in, like, some random warehouse.
It's like a... Yeah, it was like a... like a storage warehouse.
It was literally like... Like, okay, y'all, listen. When you... when you're just, like, driving and all of a sudden you see these, like, buildings... Mm-hmm. But they're not large buildings.
It just,
but
it just a good, these buildings,
decent sized buildings.
They're big that's enough to put was. This shit that's in the back of an 18 wheeler in. Whatever you got in the 18 wheeler, yeah, or it can go in there.
Yeah. that's yeah.
Whatever it is. So I done. So mind you, at this point, I done took the drink. I done finished the drink. I'm not in the middle of the party, but I'm in the middle on the side. You know, I'm looking at the middle. I'm trying to find somewhere to put the drink because I don't want to be a disgusting person and just put it on the floor. But shit, I feel other shit on the floor. So I mean, but I probably did the whack shit that asked somebody to hold it and it just turned around. So, aww. So bro, the music is bumping and I'm moving, I'm dancing, I'm enjoying myself. And in the middle of all this fucking techno music, I said to myself, why haven't I been fucking the techno music? This shit is awesome. Doom, 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 doom. I said, oh, no, I beat somebody and back out to this. And I said, oh, no, nigga, you has a bitch right now.
Yo, I wish I still had the video because...
I said, oh, yeah.
This man was gone.
I took the drugs and the drugs were working.
Yo, it was the funniest thing ever. I just want y'all to know that.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all, man, go enjoy yourself. Don't be prudes. Go. Should never listen to this podcast, so who gives a fuck? I got this white bitch that work on me, right? So.
This going to be the one episode she actually
ain't it? So you have a podcast?
She's like, oh my gosh.
So look. She is. She's an interesting person to look at, but she's so
way to put that.
But she's pleasant, but she's frazzled. I wish I had a word to specifically describe how it's almost an emo, but like on caffeine. And like frizzed all day long. I watched this bitch one time. I watched her pour two Coca-Colas and like a cup for her guests. And in the middle of it, it looked like somebody had tased her. And she did like a...
What?
She did like, hey, listen to me. Wildest shit I seen in the wild. Nobody else saw it, but I saw it and I watched her. So she was filling it up. And you know, you push the cup to the, you know, to the thing and get your drink. And she just did it like a... And just... shook it off and just kept going. I said, this bitch on drugs.
Oh my god.
Hold on, girl. So the things that she started to describe about herself made more and more sense as far as like her specific diet and, you know, about like her outside life outside of, you know, uh-huh. You know, the job. And then she'd whisper weird shit to me. Like, oh my god, yeah, like, yeah, thank y'all for if you made it this far, god damn it, I love you, you love me, I love you too. So one of the things at my job that I have to do, I'm an expo, and the service, you know, they get their food from me because I made it up and I gave it to them, you know, shit like that. So what she does that freaks me out is I will pass her a food, I'm say, hey, Sue, don't share that. I say, hey, this is yours. And she'll say, thank you. And then she picks the place up and then she'll like lean in and say, I think tonight's the night I die. And I say, hey, man, chill out, girl. Why you keep doing shit like that to me? But it's like, it'll be small, weird shit like that. So like more one time I think she was helping somebody else plates. I think she was helping somebody else move their plates to a table, and she literally was like, she lifted the plates and then she leaned in and was oh my god, I hate myself. And I just be like, don't, why are you saying this shit?
Like, what are you talking about?
Hey man. Hey man. It's people out here that I got a homeboy. He probably listens to the podcast, but goddamn it, if you're listening to the podcast, you need to know I'm upset. I got a homeboy who told me one time. Well, I think the question and the question we were having was, if you met yourself, do you think you'll be cool with yourself? Like, if you met you outside of you, do you think you would you be a good would y'all be friends?
Right.
And he said,
what did you say?
He said, no, I don't think I would. And then I said, go on. Why don't you think you want to be friends with you? I don't like people. Don't do an impression of him. That's not fucking right. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you now. And I just was like, hey man, that's, you gotta change that. You got to be somebody that somebody wants to be cool with. Because it's like, well, why am I friends with you? You don't want to be friends with you.
Okay, but listen.
I felt so sad.
Listen. I feel like, okay, but here's the thing, okay?
Here's the thing.
So, I don't particularly care for people.
Really? Okay.
It's a great way to put it, right? But people like me.
People love me.
So people be all up, you know, in my business. They want to, and I've told people this before. It is what it is. People just, like, I don't think they actually believe me.
When you say, I don't fucking like people, they just giggle it off.
Well, no, when I say that, like, because people really do like me, they really do things and want to be in my space. And so it's very easy for me to be like, hey, could you do this for me? Or man, you know, it'd be really great if you got me this. Or blah, blah, blah. And people will do it because they like me and they want me to like them.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I say that to people, people don't really believe me. They're like, ha, 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 oh my gosh. And I'm like, ha, 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 you're part of it.
Sometimes people see the light that shines in you and just want to be, they want to feel the warmth of that shine.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And as someone who always, I'm always shining, even when I'm, Carrie, even when I'm brooding and I have an angry face, and I'm in a place, the energy that I exudes is just like, people see me angry. And I was like, man, I just don't want to be seen right now. And somehow, when I walk into a room, all eyes are on me. Or at least that's how I feel. Yeah. And sometimes I'd be like, damn, can I just slender in through the party? Like, sometimes it feels good to walk inside a party and people are like, oh my God, D'Lo here. Hey, grab Keisha. Keisha D'Lo here.
Well, I also feel like it. You can tell when it comes down to, say, like, when people just, like, you can be thinking, I think that sometimes I have a very, like, mean, judgy, whatever you want to call it, face on me sometimes. But I do that on purpose when I go out because I don't want people talking to me. But people still talk to me.
So it doesn't work.
It does not work. But that's how I know that people do like me, because even though I try my fucking hardest, they still come up to me and I'd be like, all right. Fine. What?
Ooh, could you let possibly me Google fucking how with? To get people to like you.
But I don't think you can do that, though, because...
Ooh, how to make people instantly like you. 7-step.
I don't think that should be true. That sounds like one of those, like, those scamming self-help books.
Okay, let's see how many of this 7 do you have.
None. No, I'm just
Okay, let's see. How to make people like you instantly. Number one, conversation skills. Bitch, I got conversation skills. It says one.
Conversation skills at the Wahoo.
Not the Wahoo, though. One, yeah. Be funny. Don't act like a complete idiot. Two, remember rule one. Bitch, we ain't got... Oh, all right, now you got jokes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's...
People are interested in themselves. Three, talk about positive things. Two, look good. All right, now this just feels stupid. All right, now y'all not gonna play me for a fool.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when you said that,
it said look good, going beyond words. All right, now I don't want to do this. It just sounds stupid now. Ooh, three ways to get people to like you. I don't need people to like me. I need people to leave me the fuck alone. That's what I should have typed.
That's why I was like, sir, you're not about to...
Well, that's why I mean, we live in a world where people like us. Some people listen to this podcast and don't know what it's like to have people naturally gravitate towards them.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay. First, number one, what is your goal? Like, why do you want people to like you? Is it just because you want? Is it just because you want to be like, oh my gosh, like so many people like me? Then nobody's gonna like you. That's arrogance. That's like a sense of, I don't know. It's not something that people would want people to be around, right? Like, so why do you want people to like you?
Well, I think it may be it comes from a lack of being seen so much that it has like an adverse effect. What's the opposite of cockiness? Apathy?
No.
Because hatred is better than apathy. Apathy is like nobody they don't even care enough to be mad at you.
No, what did you say? The opposite of what?
Arrogance or cockiness.
Insecurity.
Okay, insecurity. That, you know what, you're right, because we're talking about that's cockiness is an inward perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But cockiness is more like admiration, because I feel like the admiration is you liking somebody. But I mean like attention. What's a word that people just want to see you or just always like just they gravitate towards you or just being repelled by you unless you're a fucking vampire?
No, but sometimes you have to think like there are people who they want people to like them for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, so I agree with that. People, but it's like, bro, I guarantee you, you don't want everybody liking you, bro.
But also, I really do feel like if you are more apathetic, right, to how liked you are, the easier it is for people to like you, because you're not putting on airs, because you actually don't care if that person likes you or not. And I don't mean in the sense of when everybody's like, oh my gosh, I don't care about what people think of me. You actually do, because a lot of people really do care about how other people view them, even though they are trying to put this under this guise of, well, I don't care if that person doesn't like me. I don't care if that person sees me like this. You do, because you've noticed that that person sees you like that. You care to some extent, right? But when you've actually detached from the want and from that, but you have to actually like be conscious of it. You have to admit that, you know what, I do care what people think of me. And once you figure that out and you're like, okay, you know what, I do care how I appear to people, but only to this extent. Then you can be like, after this point,
it shouldn't be able to shape your own self-esteem.
Right. Like, I care about how people think of me when it comes to my work ethic. I care how people think of me when it comes to how I treat my family or how I treat people that I care about. Once you get past this point of where I care at, you are now in the zone of, I honestly don't care. I can't even tell you what that side is because I literally don't think about it. So I think if you really truly want to be likable, I feel like you have to, first of all, you have to be true to yourself. You have to like know what you like and what you don't like, because if you're just somebody that wants everybody to like you, you fall into this trap of imposter syndrome, right? Because you don't know who you actually are because you're too busy trying to be a certain person to everybody. Like, I'm gonna be this kind of a person around these people because they like this. But these people over here, they like this. So I'm gonna be this kind of a person. No, you should just be what you like. People are either gonna like it or they're not gonna like it. People have likes and dislikes. You can learn something from everybody. So, like, you don't need to like the same things. Y'all don't have to have the exact same hobbies, the exact same things that you like. I got friends that are my specific friends to talk about X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. As long as you be, if you, so somebody told me this not too long ago and it really resonated from me. She said, when you're you, when you have a specific trait, if you have a specific person and you don't get the jobs that others get, be happy, because what is specifically for you is for you. Like if I'm a firebender, I'm not going to water problems. I'm not going to the house that's flooded. That's not my expertise. I've been fire. I don't even need to be here, you know? But if I was an earthbender and somebody need help with their foundation, I'm there. But, you know, okay, if I work on windows, you know, don't call me for doors. I don't do doors unless your doors got windows.
Right.
Don't get mad when somebody don't call you about roofing. You don't do roofing. Why do you care? You're not a roofing ass nigga. Let me write that down, dude. That might be the title.
You gotta be like Niaga.
With the hard Niaga. Yeah. Right.
The hard, yeah. Yeah, no, like, but I think you also have to have some stuff. You also have to be comfortable with yourself.
True. Be comfortable.
Because I seen this thing on Twitter. And somebody was like, why do people always want to stay at home? Why y'all want to be at home all the time? And a person responded and they were like, because the person has curated their home with everything that they like and need. That's why they want to be at home.
Thank you.
And I think that's so real, because like, I feel like the people who always have to
go out
instantly fly. Always have to party, or they get instant cabin fever after being home for like 2 days. I'm always like, is your space like not curated for your comfort? Like, did you not make this a safe space? Like, your space is supposed to be your safe space. Like, you should feel the most comfortable, and like, whatever mask you have been wearing all day, you should feel like you can take them off as soon as you get home.
I agree to that.
Because I try to put on, well, only when it's like a bunch of people in the office, but I try to put on my social hat. But, you know, when I get home, that bitch is off.
That bitch is off.
I barely be wanting to talk on the phone. Mm. I'll talk to y'all, though. Hee hee. But yeah, man, I just feel like, get a hobby, bitch. Damn.
Please. It's not, and it doesesn't matter what it is, though. Nobody really cares about what the hell your hobby is. Just have one.
Just have one. Have whatever kind of hobby you want. And don't sit here and try to judge people for their hobby. Like, unless their hobby is something weird, like, I don't know, going to the park when they ain't got no kids. you know, something weird. Like, or they like, no, I don't want a kink shame.
Yeah. It's always come back to kink shaming.
It does. Everything is a kink nowadays.
Ain't it? That's a freak ass thing. Carol, did you see they did the buns and basketball shit in Richmond?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Whoever that nigga that put his face in that woman's ass, you need to be found and you need to be prosecuted.
That's what I'm saying, yo. People are chill out, man. Weird.
Hey man, chill out.
Nah, for real.
Too much.
People are fucking weird. But like, listen. When I say weird, please don't think that I mean like disgusting. But I mean like, I just mean
you're acting out of character.
Like, it's very different from what I would do.
Right.
I'll leave it like that. It is very different from my viewpoint. That's all I'll say. Bruh, I'm really trying to
torn in between the two.
I'm trying to be diligent and walking for 30 minutes every day.
You want to
start
walk
tomorrow though? When y'all hear this, I'll be a few days in, right? But I'm gonna start tomorrow.
said every great diet.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. Listen, just so y'all know, it's like 10 p.m. here. Okay, this is my bedtime because I've been getting up early every day. So I think because I've been getting up early every day, I can now train my body that, hey, we're gonna get up early so we can walk for 30 minutes and then get ready for work.
Hey man, sound like a woman with a plan.
Yeah, I just gotta stay on it. You know, go to bed on time. Do you think sometimes that you're the villain?
I think in a lot of people's stories, yes, I am the villain.
Why do you think that you're the villain?
I have been the villain sometimes. And I've been the villain in my own stories to myself. And that's deep. I do not want to decompress that right now.
Okay, I'll decompress it real quick. Here's me decompressing being your own villain in 2 seconds.
Okay.
You will always be your own villain. The end.
That don't make me feel no better.
But you are always also the hero of your own story every single time.
It's a 60-40. It's a 60-40. And it's closer than you think.
But wait. 60-40 villain hero or hero villain?
No, I'm going hero villain.
Okay, it's listen. I'm very much a optimistic type of a person, so I always try to see the positive in things. So that just means that it could be zero. You could definitely be 100% villain, but
you could be out here losing all the time.
Yeah. And if that's the case, you really need to look inward.
Look inward.
I'm gonna just let y'all know that now. Look the fuck inward, because the world is not out to get you. I cannot stress that enough. The world is not out to get you.
And also, when you really look at, I mean, I hate, it sound corny, but the reason why it sound corny is because it's so true. All of this is your own making. If you change your thoughts and change your mind, it just be...
Your life really can true. Be
better. Your life that can be so much true, better.
Because that's how I'm really starting to get that way with money. Where it's not like a stigma. Like, it's not a negative thing. It's not like, oh, I have to pay this bill. Oh my gosh, I have to buy this. Like my dryer, I have to get I'd like have to get somebody to come and look at it, but I'm not
Can you pause right there? I want to send this out to all the airwaves if you've made it this far. Is everybody having dryer problems at the same time? Is it just me? Is it a dryer?
No, it's not just you. I'm telling you. I just told you my two coworkers also had problems with their dryer.
Right. I just want to ask anybody on the podcast, if you also having dryer problems all of a fucking sudden, let me know.
Put the little spin cycle looking yeah, emoji. Swirl. Y'all know that little swirl? Put the little swirl emoji if y'all...
Look like
y'all
a top-down also. Twister.
Yeah. Okay, so back to what I was saying. So, like, I don't... Like, when my dryer was doing this weirdo shit, I mean, it still is. I'm going to try it again because I need to put my clothes in the dryer. But when my dryer was doing this weirdo shit and I was pressing it and it's not cutting on, I was like... Man, I need to get somebody to come out here and look at it. I don't even think about the money because I'm not thinking about the money. Like, to me, it's not a money issue. Like, it's not a, oh, well, I wonder how much this is going to cost. And man, it's going to be so much. Like, man, I don't get paid for 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah. I just got paid. Like, it's not, there was none of those thoughts. I literally was just like, I'm going to try to troubleshoot this. Yeah. But if that shit don't work, I'm calling somebody out here.
Mm-hmm.
I will be working from home that day so a motherfucker can come and look at this dryer.
Yeah, big facts.
Because I be damned. I mean, thankfully, I got this little drying rack. Y'all can't see it, but, like, I'm looking at it right now. Because thankfully, my dryer stopped working after I had finished drying my comforter. So at least my comforter is dry. Because I know that bitch would take a few days to dry if I had to let it air dry. But I didn't have to let it air dry. I only had to let my sheets and my pillowcase air dry. But listen, maybe I might start air drying stuff because my room smelled so fresh. I walked in this bitch when I got home from work and I said, oh my gosh, it just smelled like fresh laundry.
Mm-hmm. What a clean room supposed to smell like.
Instead of like, normally my room smells like this candle that I have. It's like a, I don't want to say like pumpkin, but like almost like a more fall type of a smell is what I have in the wax melt. So it normally smells like fall in here, right? Kind of sweet, kind of not, kind of like leaves. That's what it is. It's more like a leafy type smell, like a sweet leaf. And when I opened that door, I was like, man, fresh laundry. I said, this beautiful. Yo, can I give you some numbers and you answer for me?
Okay.
It is going to be 1 through 25. No, 1 through 21.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I said that totally wrong. Can you pick a number between 1 and 21. 17. Okay. Oh, I don't know if you're going to like this.
Oh, my God.
You picked it. I just want y'all to know. Y'all heard him say 17, right? So I counted 17. You know, remember when you... I don't know if you used to do it because you're a guy, but when we used to play MASH?
I remember MASH, yeah.
Yo, do the kids play MASH anymore?
What do they don't even write shit. Like I've given up on things like that. Like
y'all don't make the S. That's a rite of passage.
The little 3DS with the little six lines, and then you connect them.
Yeah, and then you get all fancy with it. Make it look 3D and shit. The kids these days is whack. I hate to say it. I'm sorry, but y'all whack. What y'all do that's super cool? Like, I just want to know.
I'm not gonna kid shame.
I am.
I am. My homeboy said he don't want no problem. But I do.
But I do. That's me. I be telling, I was talking about that with my coworker because I've said this on the podcast many times before, and I really do mean this, and I think sometimes it does get me into predicaments, I guess you can say.
Predicaments is a wild one to say. I don't even know what you're about to say, but predicaments sounds like you're about to drop a bomb.
Well, because I've said this before, but like I think being the bigger person is bullshit, right? And so I was telling my coworker, I said, I just want you to know that I will never take the high road, ever. I'm not the bigger person. I'm always going to take the low road. And actually, I will go lower. So like, you go low, we go to hell. That's how I feel. But sometimes that does get me into like predicaments because, oh well, I can't turn it off.
You can. You don't want to.
No, okay. Because I feel like sometimes in certain situations, I feel like being the bigger person means that you allow disrespect. And people learn that behavior of yours, that, oh, you're okay with this. And then they abuse that, and then they walk all over you about it. So that's why I always say, like, being the bigger person is bullshit. Why am I going to allow you to have disrespect to me just because of whatever? Like, no, we can agree to disagree, but I'm standing 10 toes down on this. You're not going to disrespect me.
That's cool.
Let's make something out of nothing.
Let's not, bitch.
Okay, I don't know what you watching, but...
Well, right
what
now...
What are you listening to?
I'm deleting. All right, so look, I got some shit on my motherfucking... I got some shit on my motherfucking iPod that I want to delete.
But
the
story... Why are you doing it now?
I'm multitasking. I can do two things.
You kind of can't, because that was definitely all the way in the podcast, though.
Could y'all hear it? Y'all can hear that?
Yes.
Well, I was doing it...
When you play this back, when you cutting and editing and doing all that shit, and when you
Why did you make me a DJ? When you cutting and scratching and snipping and shit, you gonna hear it.
DJ. Hey, y'all, listen out for D-Lo's new song. Okay. I'm not gonna tell y'all what it is, but just know that it's curated by D.
Okay.
Would D-Lo be your musical name? Like your DJ? I guess not DJ, but like your composer name?
I'm not sure. I've never given it a thought. At one point in time, I had a producer name. I was gonna be Lever Beats.
What? Lever Beats?
L-E-E-V-A Beats.
Lever Beats?
Yeah. Like Lower East End, Virginia, but it just didn't.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant like leave a beat. Like, instead of like after the beep, leave a beep?
No.
No, okay. I don't think that should be your name. You should think about it.
It didn't age
that
well.
That way when you... just so that way when you put it out there, you can be like, oh, this is a song that I made. I go by
the person you...
D-Lo Skilo.
That's what you came up with, D-Lo Skilo.
I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of that rhyme with D-Lo.
A lot of things don't. A lot of things don't.
Actually, a lot of things rhyme with low.
Is true.
So it's easy to rhyme D-Lo, but you know, Ski-Lo is the first thing that popped into my head. Okay, the other thing that popped into my head was every week we watch a movie.
We do. Here we go.
The briefly watched movie that we watched.
Hey man. If you want to listen to that train wreck, that might be the best episode we've ever done. We came to a consensus and was like, you know what?
D's movie.
It was my movie. I take blame for that.
It was Crash.
It was Crash. It was Crash.
That's why you said a train wreck, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but this week is my week. I had 7 different movies.
Jesus.
Because I couldn't pick one. Actually, there was one that I wanted to, that I thought we should watch, but then, I don't know, man. I kind of was like, well, maybe not, right? But it didn't have that many good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It only has 67%.
What did the people say, though?
68%.
I like for the people to be at like 70, man. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
You gotta be fucking
with
it.
I was nervous. So I think I might watch this like by myself and then we can watch it again.
Alright.
Yeah, because this one, it just won't. It ain't hitting. So, I told you to pick a number. You picked 17.
Yeah.
So we're gonna watch The Sixth Sense.
We watched it.
No, we didn't. Starring Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
We did not watch Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Look it up. Look it up and see if we did, because then we can watch this movie that I don't think is going to be a good movie, but I think it'll be better than Crash, but yeah, look it up real quick.
Okay, we're looking it up real quick.
Because it would have been during October-ish. It would have been part of my horror movie series. Because it is a scary movie.
Let's see. I think you might be right, girl.
I thought so. Because I didn't think that we had seen it. I was like, I don't think we've seen this.
How you spell sense?
Like common sense?
Yeah.
It's The Sixth Sense. So your senses.
How you write? Well, S-E-N-C-E, right?
C-E?
I mean S-E.
There you go.
Nah, we ain't watching. Hey, man, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think this will be good. This will be good. But I am going to watch that other movie on my own because I don't want y'all to talk shit. I don't want to be only, you know, X amount of minutes in. But this is 8.2 out of 10. This is an old-ass movie. This is when M. Night Shyamalan was actually really good.
Right.
So, yeah, I think this will be good. This will be good, you know? It's a nice thriller. I love me a good thriller.
Mm-hmm. One thing about it, I'm a thrill.
Listen, it's not that bad, so please pay attention. I know how you get with horror
movies. Is it a number 6 or the name six. Number of 6?
6.
Oh, so like 6
fifth,
TH.
6. Yeah, like your 5th sense, but this is your 6th sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I wish some of these movies that I want to watch weren't so long. Because I'm not sitting through no, like, 2-hour movie with y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not. It'd be a lot. Okay, well,
yeah.
That's all I got. What else you got?
Hey, man, eat your fruits and vegetables.
Okay. All right. Annyeong.